Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I want to believe that that's not just a song. Hello? Because there's a way it can just be a song. That the words in that song, we practice it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. On Christ the solid rock, I stand. I don't know what you are standing on this morning. Praise the Lord. But like I said, I want to believe. I hope it is not just a song. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Can we celebrate the choir? Can we celebrate them? You are blessed. You are blessed. God bless you. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Can we celebrate our Sunday school teacher? I was blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And can we celebrate our deacon that led us in call to worship? How many of us were here during call to worship? Now, if you were not here, you will be, what's happening? Please, next time, come early. And the Lord will bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank God for this privilege to stand before you and declare the word of God. My special thanks goes to our lead pastor. Am I correct? Lead pastor. Wherever he is, if he's connected, I said the Lord will bless you. The Lord will increase you in the name of Jesus. And I also want to thank our resident pastor. Am I correct? Praise the Lord. The Lord will continue to increase you. And the Lord will continue to uphold you. And I want everyone here this morning to celebrate yourself. You are looking wonderful, looking beautiful, looking radiant. Praise the Lord. Much more than anything, you are alive. I say you are alive. It is only the living that has hope. I say it is only the living that has hope. That is why I am confident that because I am alive, I have divine hope. Can you rise to your feet and declare it over your life? It doesn't matter what the circumstance is. I have hope. I have hope. Hey, I have hope. I have hope. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I said, declare it, declare it, declare it. Hey, I have hope, I have hope. Hey, bakado bado yada gada yaba. Ibrakata yaba baba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift those hands towards heaven. I don't know why you've come today. I really don't know. Yes, it is a Sunday. It is another Sunday. But I want to tell you something this morning. You must be intentional. Because God is about to do something in your life. I said God is about to do something in your life. Something awesome. Something awesome. In the name of Jesus. That is why as you are lifting your hands towards him, I want to come to you this morning and say to you, no matter what you are going through, there is a God in heaven. He is called the Ancient of Days. He is called the Lily of the Valley. He is called the Brighter Morning Star. He has not changed. He will not change because of you. He is internal. The Bible says he is the Rock of Ages. Jehovah Shammah is his name. Jehovah Nissi is his name. Jehovah Adonai is his name. He is alive. He defeated the grave. He is reigning in glory. I say he's reigning in glory. Can you just go ahead and worship him? I say worship him. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I hear the Spirit of God saying, I am making hope alive. I say, I am making hope alive. I don't know that situation that you are experiencing, dead hope. That hope is coming alive. That hope is coming alive. If you believe it, you will say a living amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. You can please take your seat. God bless you. No time. Praise the Lord. Quickly, I just want to share with you what I've called Hope Endures. And I want to tell you today that one of the basic and fundamental characteristics of divine hope is that it should endure. If it doesn't endure, it amounts to nothing. Hope endures. Our text is taken from Job chapter 14 from verse 7 to 12. I am rushing, and it says, for there is hope for a tree. For there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again. Praise the Lord. And that its tender shoots will not cease. Praise the Lord. Now, we are all familiar with that scripture. So because of time, I'm not going to read the whole. But I just want to tell you this morning that hope got to a position that he gave up. And he began to say, there is hope for a tree more than me. Praise the Lord. There is hope for a tree more than me. Now, you may not have said that, but let me tell you, your actions, your body language is already saying that. I met someone that said, look, we went for a job interview. At the end of the day, the job was given to an unbeliever. Up for a tree, but not a man. I don't know whether that's your situation, but I've come to announce to you today that God is making your hope alive. I say God is making your hope alive in the name of Jesus. That is why as this message comes, whatever you have given up hope on, begin to recollect them, because a restoration will take place. I say a restoration will take place. God will restore that hope. And because he restores it, it will lead to faith. It will lead to miracle. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. If there is anything the devil is good at, all of the devil's antics, if you summarize it into one, it will be discouragement. Discouragement. And when the devil takes you to that point that you become discouraged, you are finished. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Up for a tree and not a man. I just want you to tell yourself, I have hope. Say it like you mean it, I have hope. More than a tree. More than the circumstances I'm going through. More than the challenges I'm facing. In the name of Jesus, I have hope. I have hope. Don't look at that circumstance. It has a voice. But let your voice be bigger than that circumstance. I have hope. Praise the Lord. Slide number 2. Very possible there are some people here, you have given up hope. When we entered into January, you were so excited. My year of exponential growth. Maybe you even wrote some things practically, believing God that God will do it. But we are in June and already you have given up. That is a trick of the devil. It comes with deception. Hallelujah. I said it comes with deception. C.S. Lewis said, if Satan's arsenals of weapons were reduced to one, it would be discouragement. He has succeeded in discouraging you.
That is why you have given up. But today you have a choice to say, no, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to take his word for what it is. I'm not going to look at my circumstance. I'm going to look at what the word of God says. And hope begins to come alive. And before you know it, that thing that seems impossible is answered.
The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Slide number 3.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4, the Bible tells us, but for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. It has to do with God always. Praise the Lord. And that is where a lot of us miss it. It will be God. It has to be God. If it is not God, it won't work. Praise the Lord. No matter how glorious the thing looks, if it is not God, it won't work. Look at Job. In all of the riches, all of a sudden, it came to zero. Praise the Lord. But thank God for Job. I'm not spending my time reading those things in the slide because I believe you're going through them. And also, it will be shared. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Slide number 4. Slide number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 8. He said, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Trials will always come. That is one truth you must run with. Trials will always come. And most times it comes from where you least expect. When you least expect it. But trials, they will always come. But the Bible is telling us we are pressed on every side. Let them come on every side, but we are not crushed. You must walk with that mentality. In verse 16, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart. We do not faint. Even though our outward man is perishing and the inward man is being renewed every day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We need to make sacrifices. We need to make sacrifices. Sacrifices for the body of Christ. Sacrifices for the gospel. When the Bible says Christ in us, the hope of glory. What is he talking about? That hope is realized by those sacrifices we make in the kingdom. That is when that hope comes alive. Sacrifices for the gospel. If I ask you this day, from January to now, what sacrifices have you made for the kingdom? What sacrifices have you made for the gospel? It is something we must consider because in it is the fulfillment of that scripture. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Is somebody with me? Praise the Lord. Slide number 6. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 8 verse 31. Scripture tells us. You say, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. It is him who condemns. It is Christ who died. And furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. I ask you this morning, if Christ Jesus is your hope, what will separate you from his love? What has separated you from his love? Are you still in love with Christ? How is your prayer life? How is your service life?
Is God still a priority in your life? These are questions you should take home. Let nothing, because when we say Christ in us, the hope of glory, when I ask you what will separate you and you say nothing, even with that answer, don't forget, the devil will always test you. And when the devil tests you, will it still be nothing? Praise the Lord. I say, will it still be nothing? Of the test the devil have given you, your situation right now, your position right now, are you saying nothing? Let nothing separate us from the love of Christ. You know that even Job, even though he argued with God, even though he said, there is hope for a tree more than a man, he did not argue with God. Praise the Lord. He never argued with God. You know, that was why when the wife said, curse God and die, he couldn't do it. You know, a lot of times we cannot begin to simulate the pressure that Job went through. But even at that height, he never argued with God. Slide number six. Yeah, turning point. Now, Job asked about 100 questions. Go and read the book of Job. From the time he fell down and worshiped God until God came to the scene in chapter 38. About 100 questions. And after God revealed himself to him, Job only asked one question. Maybe you can call that question 101. And what did he say? He said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? Praise the Lord. Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? In Job chapter 42, the last thing Job said is, therefore, I will abhor myself. I repent in dust and ashes. Praise the Lord. He never argued with God. Yes. There are a lot of calls. We have asked a lot of questions. They are illogical. It doesn't make sense. But one thing, one caveat you should always maintain. It is not God. You must never argue with God. Because when you take it to that extent, it is finished. There is no hope. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Slide 7, running because of my time. What should we do when we see no hope? When we are down and depressed, discouraged and downhearted. Nothing more than to believe in God and stay humble before him. Nothing more. Believe in God. Look at Job. In all of the experience, he never complained about God. Slide number 8. Faith habits. Build simple habits that keep hope alive. Begin each morning with gratitude. Memorize one promise each week. Journal small evidence of God's grace. Avoid distractions that drain your spirit. End the day blessing someone in prayer. Not complaining. A lot of us, we complain 17% of the day. Complaints. What we don't have, what other people have that we don't have. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Next slide, because my time is up. Yeah. When pressure mounts, remember, your story is not finished. In Christ, the living have hope and a calling to act with courage and love. Believe God's word, walk humbly, and keep doing the next faithful thing. Encourage one another with this truth. Let the lie of hopelessness be exposed. And the Spirit restore your vision. Hope grows as you trust, obey, and rest in the steadfast heart of God. Can we stand to our feet? Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Lekebos kahadaya badaya. Hebragados kole bragados shandaya badaya. I want you to lift your hands towards heaven. One prayer point. Ligobos kahayabada. You're going to be saying every voice, every spirit
of discouragement, every voice, every spirit of discouragement, let them be silenced. Let them be silenced. I want to hear you pray. I want to hear you pray. Let them be silenced. If there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. He says, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will give you rest. Every voice, every spirit of discouragement, be silenced forever. Be silenced forever. Be silenced forever. In the name of Jesus. I want you to be specific now. When we talk about the voice and spirit of discouragement, I want you to relate it to that which you are trusting God for, and it seems like there is no hope. For everyone, it can be different. I don't know that which you need, but I want you to be specific. I want you to lift up your voice. You're going to be saying, Father. I said loud and clear, Father. Every voice, every spirit of discouragement speaking to me against the manifestation, you fill it up. Whatever manifestation you want, you fill it up. Be silenced. Be silenced. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift your two hands towards heaven. Father, we thank you. Hey, your word will never fall to the ground. I decree over your children, every dead hope, let them come alive. I say every dead hope, let them come alive. In the name of Jesus, restore hopes in their mind. Restore hopes in their mind. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you, your future is bright. I say your future is bright. Your future is hopeful. Your future is secure. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O God. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the living we say amen. And the hopeful we say amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Rabazin.